Well, hi and good day everyone, McCorgan here, on a beautiful Monday afternoon, 6th of February, and so I will make this my 6th of February boo. I missed yesterday, two reasons. First reason was that me and the good lady were away jaunting over on the Fife Coast for most of the day, such a beautiful day, and we didn't get back till late, and we got back by the time we had something to eat and put our feet up, and so that was reason number one. And reason number two was that didn't think much about what I would do for a boo for yesterday's subject matter, which leads me to this one, the sixth one, which is New Year's resolutions. Basically, I never make New Year's resolutions. I did years ago. I just stopped it. I just realised that making New Year's resolutions is a daft idea, as far as I'm concerned. You never ever adhere to them. You forget about them as quickly as you've thought about them. That's just my opinion, just the way I think. And just as I stopped making... I stopped giving up things for Lent, being a Catholic. Lent's an important time, and the tradition there is to give things up. And people give up chocolate, give up sweets, give up drink, they give up various other aspects of their life for 40 days. And years ago, I just stopped that. The reason that I did stop it was that I thought it was actually a kind of stupid idea. I mean, to give up chocolate or sweets or whatever. I mean, I thought it was much more practical and would be more beneficial to me and to others if I took something up. In other words, be kinder to someone, be nicer, be more charitable, or help out more, or, you know, that kind of thing. Where rather than give up sweets, God, not that I ate sweets or chocolate anyway, but I did take a drink at that time. And people may say that was opting out. Well, to me, it wasn't opting out. I was opting in to helping people and whatever I could during that period, and hopefully by the end of the 40 days and 40 nights, I would be a better person. So, it's kind of diversified from New Year's resolutions. But I did give them up simply because I never adhered to them. And you were always struggling to make new ones up anyway. I mean, if you'd... Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony blog... Paul made a great reference to that in one of his boos. I just can't remember which one it was. I'll try and find it when I get back home. And Paul drew attention to, if you've got resolutions left over from the previous year, chuck them away. You've not done them, you're not going to do them. So start afresh, start with new ones. Well, I just decided to start with no ones. But in a similar manner to Lent, I decided to look back as the weeks go by from New Year and see where or what I could have improved my life over the past month, and say, well, what did I do? What could I have done? And if there was ideas there, then say, okay, let's try and take them into the New Year and follow through the year with them. So you've got a kind of guidance, because you're not made preempted plans before New Year as to what you're going to do. You've actually looking back over at this period of time, we're in the beginning of February, so I'm now looking back, you know, over a month, and I've already seen or thought of two or three things in my life that I really could improve and that have been in my mind, because this is one of the things you have to do. Although if you give up making resolutions, you have to be aware that following the new year, you have to think and think about what you're doing through the next following weeks. You just can't drop it, because you'll never remember. You'll never think about what things that have happened during that period. And okay, you could say that as you go further through the year, you're just going to have more and more things. But there's always a limit to what you can do. It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, but you have to pick some ideas and say, that's what I'm going to try and concentrate on it. And that's exactly what I've done. I've been doing this now for 3 or 4 years, and it's it's worked to quite a good extent actually for various things through the year. And that's what I'm going to stick with. So, no New Year's resolutions, but working on the plan of resolutions-ish. I don't know if that's a term. Is that a term? I don't think so. Paul O'Mahony. Paul will probably know what that term is, or what the proper term is I'm thinking about, because he's a great man for coming up with the little terms. And looking back so that you can act better or act differently in your life for the following year, or the rest of the year. So, I think that's it for today, as regarding February 6th, and I don't know about tomorrow, 7th, I know it's a different subject, but interviewing people, we shall see. I might just do a mirror take, if you know what I'm talking about there. Okay folks, bye for now.